Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
It is a special chemistry when you see our team with our fans together. It gets a real sense of something special is happening on the pitch, and we need to find that straight away. I think the first game against Arsenal is a real test. I think this Arsenal side are better than what they were last season with the additions that they made, but they are very similar in the way that they play the game and the philosophy that they have, which has always been a real sense of admiration from everyone around world football. But at Goodison, we really enjoy our football and we can't wait to get the season started from that perspective.
Oh, a very warm welcome from inside Goodison Park for a very tasty offering in this first home game of the season for Everton. Only just over 4 months ago when we were celebrating one of Everton's performances of last season when Arsenal were brushed aside here in April. The Blues running out convincing 3-0 winners. And how we'd celebrate again should that scoreline be replicated. In reality, though, the Blues will take any win today, however it comes. Two changes made by Roberto Martinez from last week's 2-2 draw at Leicester. Stones and McGeady dropped to the bench. Coleman and Morales return. Howard in goal. Coleman making his 100th Premier League start for Everton back at right back. Jagielka and Distan, the two centre-backs. Leighton Baines at left back. McCarthy and Barry in front of them. Then the three of Morales, Naismith and Pienaar, with Lukaku leading the attack. Alongside McGeady and Stones on the bench are Osman, Atsu, Besic, Alcaraz and Robles. Arsenal made five changes from last weekend's late win over Palace. Koscielny, Gibbs, Arteta, Cazorla and Sanogo all missing today. Although Koscielny is on the bench along with Cazorla. Mertesacker, Monreal, Flamini, Ozil and Oxlade-Chamberlain come in. Szczesny in goal, a back four of Debuchy, Chambers and Mertesacker, the two centre-backs. Monreal at left-back, Flamini and Wilshere ahead of them, then Oxlade-Chamberlain, Ramsey and Ozil, with Sanchez leading the attack. Away we go, underway for the first time this season at Goodison Park. Our man in the middle is Kevin Friend from Leicestershire. His last Everton game was a 3-1 FA Cup win here over Swansea back in February for the Blues. And Everton are attacking the Park End goal in the first half with Arsenal in the change strip, the yellow and blue. And Everton with Jagielka in possession across to Sylvain Distan. And now Leighton Baines all the way back to Tim Howard, who made an announcement this week that he wouldn't play international football again or be considered until September of next year, giving him a bit more family time after being a hero for the Americans in the World Cup. He's more famous than Barack Obama, isn't he?
Yes. Fantastic World Cup for Tim Howard.
The game.
Almost 8 minutes, it's 0-0 at Goodison Park. You're listening to full live commentary on Radio City Sport.
Two Everton players down here. Stephen Pienaar said he looks if he's struggling.
Pienaar and Morales, is it over there?
Yeah, I think Morales is just trying to shoot his boot. I think Stephen Pienaar's struggling here. There's probably a knock early on. I don't know. We had that incident where they went for the high ball, but I don't think it's that. I think he's in some discomfort here. He's holding his groin. That could be an early substitution here. Leon Osman getting ready on the bench.
Yeah,
should be Pienaar. A blow.
Doesn't look too comfortable, does he? And at the moment,
he's coming off. Al.
I think he is coming off. You're right, Graham. And Leon Osman is getting himself prepared here to be introduced as early as the 9th minute of the game.
Yeah, just holding his groin,
which would indicate it wasn't that initial knock, maybe, Graham, as you say.
Yeah.
Probably something else he's picked up in the opening exchanges.
He's holding his groin and his stomach there. You know, he's not happy. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, Everton are going to make a change. Stephen Pienaar will play at no further part in this game, to his immense disappointment. And Leon Osman is his replacement. Mr. Reliable.
Yeah, Ozzy probably didn't expect to be called upon this early.
So, 44 appearances last season, Leon Osman, and 3 goals figured in every Premier League game. Last season,
You can't say that this season because he didn't come on last week. As we approach the quarter of an hour mark, Radio City Sport bringing you full live uninterrupted commentary. Everton versus Arsenal at Goodison Park. Graham Sharp and Alan Irwin, your commentary team. What a terrible clearance from Seamus Coleman, which fell straight to Oxlade-Chamberlain, whose shot, I think, maybe came off an Arsenal player as well and went wide.
I tell you what, that's a let off. No slack play from Seamus Coleman. Could have played it back to Tim Howard. He does it. He just slashes it. He's trying to pick somebody out in the edge of the box. All he does is pick out the Arsenal player, and it's a side-footed finish from Oxlade-Chamberlain. Yeah. Fortunately for Everton, it's the wrong side of the post.
Back with goalkeeper Chesney now as Arsenal work it back from there. Inside their own half, back to the keeper. Cleared by the Polish international. And Everton goal scorer Coleman finds Jagielka. Well, we didn't have a great record against the top sides away from home last season. Arsenal lost all four of their away games against the top five. And in fact, I believe they haven't beaten any of the top four. Here's Morales with a chance.
Oh, he's missed
it wide. Oh. And that was a clear chance. He never seemed to get himself set, really, as Chesney came to close him down. And Morales has screwed it wide of the keeper's left-hand post.
Oh, that's a great chance. That's a fabulous chance. I don't know what he's complaining about. The ball played in, and it's a good header from Stephen Naismith. Goes over Chambers on his chest, and he just drags it wide. Chesney's coming out to block him, but really controls it with his chest. Got a finish there. I think the ball just goes away from him at the last moment.
Here's Oxlade-Chamberlain for Monreal. Now Ramsey just outside the Everton penalty area. Arsenal are probing, but at the moment Tim Howard not forced into a save, and we have played half an hour of this game. Everton leading 1-0. Monreal will put this ball into the penalty area. He does, he drills it in this time. It breaks to the edge of the box for Oxlade-Chamberlain, who fires wide for the third time today.
Yeah, again, to me, I can't understand why. You know, Seamus Coleman standing off Monreal there and allowing him to put it in the box. Get closer and make it difficult for him. Ball eventually goes in, it falls to the Arsenal player Oxlade-Chamberlain. He just drags his shot a little bit wide.
Distan for Everton into the Arsenal half. Distan's ball for Morales. Fouled just outside the corner of the box. Free kick, Everton.
Yeah, it's good play from Everton. Good patient play. Just looking at Lukaku limping now. Don't know why, but it's a situation where just on the edge of the box. Decent angle for a right footer.
Well, it's patient play by Everton, as you stated, Graham. Carco just on his haunches somewhat.
Everton fans not happy because they think that should have been a yellow card.
Well, it was a challenge from behind, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or was it? Did he just
Chamber
drag him?
Chamber just dragged him. Just... There's the first use of this spray at the Goodison Park this season.
I wonder when it will stop getting a cheer. Christmas?
Maybe. Yeah, do you think it's Morales on this one? He's over at the Baines.
Yeah, free kick. Can they test Chesney? Everton leading 1-0. Morales for the top corner! Oh! And almost doubling Everton's lead. Chesney was scrambling across to the right-hand post, and that was narrowly wide from Kevin Morales.
Yeah, I think it's wider than we thought. Oh, looking at the replay, but the fans at the other end think it's in. Hits the side netting. Good effort.
Alexis Sanchez gets a lucky deflection back into his path, really. Monreal leaves it for Ozil. Ozil's ball into the box for Wiltshire. Didn't find him. And Lukaku's got the better of Mertesacker. And he's got the better of Chambers. And he's got a run towards the penalty area. And he's got Naismith towards the box. Lukaku, Naismith.
Oh, yes!
What a goal! Stephen Naismith does it again against Arsenal. What a run from Romelu Lukaku. And he picked out the final pass. And it was the right pass. And it was Stephen Naismith to get his second of the season already for Everton. Everton's second of the afternoon. He slotted it underneath the body of Chesney. And Everton go into the break now, leading Arsenal by 2-0.
Well, I tell you what, he turns him on the halfway line. Arsenal might have been looking for a foul, but he turns him. The defender there, then he skips over one, tackles Lukaku, and that's what he's best at. He's running at goal now. You're thinking, is he going to go himself? But Stephen Naismith slightly offside, but it's a great little ball from Lukaku, and I tell you what, it's a fantastic finish from Naismith. 2-0, 2 minutes added time, but 2-0 to Everton. Good finish, Stephen Naismith, through the legs of the advancing Chesney. 2-0.
Coleman with this throw for Everton.
35 yards from the corner flag towards Lukaku. Can't hold on to it, but that is the half-time whistle, and that is the almighty roar you can hear from the Evertonians inside Goodison Park as they applaud their side off at the break, leading Arsenal by 2-0. The first from Seamus Coleman via his head after Gareth Barry lifted the ball into the box. Over Lukaku it sailed, but in at the far post, right back Seamus Coleman heading beyond Szczesny to give Everton the breakthrough, which was doubled on the stroke of half-time after great set-up play by Romelu Lukaku to feed Stephen Naismith to slot past the Arsenal goalkeeper. We couldn't have asked for more in terms of the scoreline at the break, Graham.
Oh, fantastic. You know, the game started, Everton started well. You know, they get the goal, and you look at Arsenal and they come back into it. You know, typical Arsenal patient, trying to play little 1-2s in and around, but just looking there as the linesman and the referee's going down the tunnel, I think Wenger will be disappointed. You know, I think touch of offside, well, maybe in the lead up to the second goal, but let's say we're not bothered that. As we see in the season, sometimes they even themselves out. You know, but I think, you know, fantastic first half for Everton. 2-0 up. Do you expect a reaction in the second half from Arsenal? Of course you do. I expect to see the likes of Giroud coming on the pitch and a few substitutions, because for all the little possession and 1-2s and looking neat and tidy, they haven't really got a threat in there. You know, Tim Howard had one save where he's had to come off his line quickly to smother the feet of an attacker, but other than that, you know, they failed to threaten, so I'd expect Arsenal to change it. Yes, Everton had a little bit of fortune, good fortune, but all credit to him. Seamus Coleman on the back post with a header from general play, right back, fantastic. So 1-0 ahead, that'll be good fortune with the second one. Could have been a foul on the halfway line, could have been offside, but hey, who cares? We're 2-0 up against Arsenal, 45 minutes, big 45 minutes. You expect a response from them. We have got to keep playing, hopefully get that third goal and kill the game off. We've said it so many times, Al, 2-0 up, next goal's important. But from what I've seen there, they've kept the ball well at Everton at times, and when they have had the chance to attack, they have done. You know, Morales has went close from a free kick, but overall, I think the manager will absolutely delighted. The second goal and the timing of the second goal, just at the right, you know, right second, if you like. And Stephen Naismith, we talked about him before, took his goal. Fantastic finish from Naismith, 2-0 up. Fingers crossed, second half.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. You'll want them on side. Start your claim at hampsonhughes.com.
Welcome back inside Goodison Park. Second half will get underway shortly after Arsenal have made at least one change, because Olivier Giroud is coming on for Arsenal to give them more of a goal threat, the French international. Former Montpellier man is going to come on to replace Alexis Sanchez, I think. I can't see him out there at the moment.
Strange one.
Yeah. It is Sanchez who's being replaced. Olivier Giroud is his replacement.
You think that Ozil, we talked about just before the break there, Al, we just seen that Ozil not really, you know, playing well, but he might have been the one that had to make way.
Just the one change then so far from Arsenal, and we're about to get the second half underway. So Everton will attack the Gladys Street goal in the second half, leading by 2-0. Arsenal to kick off this second period. Referee Kevin Friend checks his watch again and blows his whistle. We are underway. And Graham, I suppose we should expect a response from Arsenal.
Well, definitely. They made the substitution. Again, they had a lot of possession, but not really an out-and-out threat. A lot of 1-2s at the edge of the box. But this guy, Giroud, will give them that threat. Also give them an aerial threat when they get the ball in wide position. So we've just got to make sure we defend properly as we did in the first half, and hopefully add to our tally.
Here's Debussy on the ball for Callum Chambers. Arsenal inside their own half. Flamini for Chambers again. Now Wilshere down the Arsenal right, coming in from the right-hand side, playing a left-footed ball cross-field, which Lukaku can't reach, but Monreal can. Unreal for Arsenal. Now Oxlade-Chamberlain, a little bit of space, dinks one towards the far post, and Giroud with a left-footed volley, his first involvement, and that was a chance for an equaliser. It was a great ball from Oxlade-Chamberlain, who himself had the opportunity to shoot, but picked out Giroud, volleyed over.
Tell you what, it was a great little ball from Oxlade-Chamberlain, and I think Giroud on the back post, he's onside, difficult one to hit, he'll be disappointed.
Everton 2, Arsenal 0. Coleman and Naismith, the goal scorers for Everton in the first half.
Oh, brilliant.
Coleman. Barry. Oh, that's a wild challenge there, which has surely got to result in a yellow card for Jack Wilshere.
But I'll ask you this, week in, week out, how many times do you see him? He's always stretching to go into a tackle. And he wonders why he gets all the injuries. He's always stretching. I don't think there was a lot of intent in that. But I tell you what, He never learns. Mm. Every time we see him.
Gareth Barry is the man injured because of that Wilshere tackle. It is a yellow card, no question. Who's from the Everton fans who might be wanting to see red? You're right, he needs to mature in that area of his game, Graeme.
I'm watching it. He plays no attempt to the ball there, but he's always stretching, looks off his feet.
Yeah.
And he catches him, yeah, he catches him.
Debuchy for Oxlade-Chamberlain. Now Wilshere, now Giroud, shooting chance just wide of Tim Howard's left-hand post. It was struck low, it was struck firm, but it wasn't as accurate as Giroud would have liked.
Yeah, it's a chance, Al. It's a good strike as well. Catches it cleanly enough, just drags it a little bit wide, but again, it's a one-touch football.
Here's Ramsey again, advancing from the centre circle. Giroud lays it off for Wilshere. Wilshere for Ramsey. Ramsey out to Debuchy, available on the right edge of the penalty area. He's put one towards the far post, headed away by Seamus Coleman. McCarthy will pick it up for Everton and advance towards the halfway line. Morales was offside there, if that ball had gone towards him. Mertesacker's made a mistake. Lukaku could capitalise. Lukaku just outside the penalty area. Backheels the ball where maybe he should have come across towards Morales.
Just sweet, simple.
He's given it away and Arsenal can break. Here's Ozil.
And they've got one, two, three players out of position here.
Ozil, 10 yards outside the box. Into the penalty area, breaks for Giroud. Giroud's shot saved by Tim Howard. Pushed away by the American international.
Well, that comes from... You know, it's a comfortable save from Tim Howard at the end, but it doesn't need to be. Lukaku just has to play it simple.
Yeah, just tried a little fancy back flick, which didn't come off and put Everton in trouble as it stands.
Here's, just up against it here.
Arsenal once more. Ramsey in towards Wilshere. Wilshere back-heeling the ball into the penalty area, and that didn't come off.
Go on.
Now Lukaku can get the better of Mertesacker. He'll get there and keep this ball in play down the right-hand side. Naismith's bombing into the penalty area. Lukaku's still got it. Lukaku, left-footed, shot is blocked. And it didn't really look as though it was going to pose a threat to Arsenal. Picked up again by Lukaku after it was blocked by Mertesacker. Now Coleman. Arsenal have got men back now. Here's Osman. Osman again. Now Lukaku, Osman, right edge of the Arsenal half. Back inside the Everton half now with Sylvain Distan. Distan's ball for Naismith, allowed time to turn. Morales made an initial run, but Naismith has released Baines, and Baines goes to the penalty. It's a great run by Leighton Baines. He's still going. He's cut it back. It's behind Morales, and Osman can't get there. And Osman's committed a foul, and it's a free kick to Osman.
Yeah, it's a great run from Leighton Baines. He's passed three or four players, gets the byline, cuts it back. And as you said, Al, nobody there. Direct run from Leighton Baines. He couldn't touch him.
It is Lukaku who's coming off. And Aidan McGeady is coming on. Well, didn't seem quite right today, Romelu Lukaku. And Aidan McGeady is on.
He's taking his boot off. I think he had a problem with his toe or something. And that was a worry before the game. Yeah. And here's the referee getting busy and telling him to run off. He's obviously injured, so he's going to run off.
Do players do that just to show the crowd that they're injured, Graeme? Take the boot off on the way off?
I've never seen it before, Harry. He obviously has.
Well, he still got warmly applauded by the Evertonians.
Yeah, he has. If he's playing with an oak and a toe injury, doesn't seem to, you know, the injury that you're going to stop me from playing, but it can be sore. Mm. Can be sore. So he's had a shift here. You know, there's a chance for Aidan McGeady to maybe have a run at Monreal. Stephen Naismith through the middle, Morales on the left.
Yep. And Everton leading 2-0. And here's Naismith picking up a loose ball by Arsenal, playing it to the right-hand side for McGeady. His first touch, right edge of the penalty area. McGeady back for Naismith, who drives one towards goal, but high. It sails into the Gladys Street.
Yeah, good play from the two of them. Just needed to wrap his foot round that Stephen Naismith.
Now Mesut Ozil, space on the left-hand side for Monreal. He's got it back inside the penalty area for Giroud. Monreal once more, can't pick out an Arsenal jersey. Blocked by Everton, collected by Mesut Ozil in front of the Arsenal fans. Edge of the box again, Arsenal down that left-hand side. Ozil's ball into the penalty area. Gareth Barry to clear this time.
Should make another substitution, I think. I'll just eat up time. Arsenal's pressing.
Yeah, Arsenal have made their three changes. Everton have made two.
It's Atsu. We've got to make sure we defend properly.
Here's Cazorla. Cazorla drills one in. Chance here, goal. It's Aaron Ramsey, the poacher, has done it again and got Arsenal back into the game. Ozil's left footed ball into the 6-yard box, and Aaron Ramsey was there and couldn't really miss. And now we have a little bit of a nervous finale for Everton. It was Cazorla's ball into the penalty area, and Aaron Ramsey did the rest. 2-1.
It was building the pressure, Al, but it's far too easy. It's a great ball in there, but it's far too easy. Yeah, it's Kevin Morales.
Well, we're going to have a debut here for Christian Atsu, the man who's on loan from Chelsea, the Ghanaian international. Formerly with Porto. He'd been on loan at Vitesse Arnhem last season, Christian Atsu. Not played a senior game for Chelsea, but here he is, introduced to the Evertonians, and he's on for Kevin Morales.
And McGeady left, Atsu right, Naismith. But we've got to be careful. We can't afford to sit back now and just invite the pressure.
Oh, certainly not. No. Flamini now. His ball forward. Ramsey heading it out to Campbell. Giroud's in the penalty area. Campbell can't pick him out, but distance clearance is sliced behind for an Arsenal corner.
Looking nervous. Did you see?
Hold firm. Concentration levels must be 100% as Cazorla goes across to take this corner.
A big space to run into there.
Cazorla's delivery from the right-hand side. And headed wide by Giroud, and it was quite a chance as well. He wasn't challenged, and for an international such as Olivier Giroud, he couldn't direct that on target when he should have done.
He won't get an easier chance. Poor marking again, a set piece. Well, that should have been the equaliser.
Joel Campbell on the ball. Back inside the Arsenal half for Callum Chambers. His ball forward picks out Aaron Ramsey. He can be a threat. Ramsey's ball to the far post and beyond. He'll be kept in play by Monreal. Monreal puts it back in towards Giroud. 2-2. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. What a delivery from Monreal. And there was Olivier Giroud to head home and leave Tim Howard static and send the Arsenal fans ecstatic. 2-2, and another 2 points blown by Everton.
Yeah, you've got to see it, Al, but it's been coming. You could see it coming. 2-1, you know, and it's a good ball in, and it's a great header from Giroud, but it's too easy. It's far too easy.
Oh, maybe it'll be 3 points blown. Here come Arsenal again. Santi Cazorla tries to chip Howard. I think he might have been trying to pick out Joel Campbell, but Howard claimed. Baines with the throw. Up into the air via the Arsenal head. That is it. Everton have blown another 2 points this afternoon. They led at Leicester by 2-1. It finished 2-2. They led here against Arsenal by 2-0 with 7 minutes remaining on the clock. But Arsenal with two late, late goals. The second, the equaliser from Giroud in the 90th minute of the game. I've seen it finish 2-2, and Arsenal will be quite happy that they've come away from here with a point. Everton will be totally dejected and disillusioned that for the second successive weekend, a game they could have won, and they have been pegged back, and there is real disappointment in the air at Goodison Park. Everton 2, Arsenal 2. Well, the Arsenal players are going over to the Arsenal fans to celebrate a point, and at one stage, Graeme, you have to say it looked a very unlikely point.
Definitely, they've got to get out of jail card. No, simple as that. You know, they bring on Giroud, and he makes a difference. You know, he scores the second goal, gets the equaliser. He proved a threat. He could get hold of it. He brought other people into play. But Everton will be kicking themselves because, you know, at 2-0, yeah, we know we're going to get a backlash and they're going to come into it. But the long spells of the second half, you know, they were up against a wall and they weren't making any inroads into it. We were defending. And then we lose one goal and you can hear the moans and the nerves. And you just know it's coming. You know, Arsenal get, you know, the tonic from getting that goal, and we all of a sudden become nervy. Substitutions, you know, they had to make them. People were tired. I thought Morales was giving them a threat and he was tired, and so he took them off. And I just don't think McGeady gives you enough defensively at times. And the boy Atsu came on as well. So we were still quite positive, but, you know, they were taking more and more possession. And the second goal, you know, it's a standing header for Giroud. And that's a disappointment, losing two goals again. You know, you get yourself in a position, you know, 2-0 up, but we're ahead again last week as well, and you come away with a draw in a game where, if you're going to go that little extra step in the league, these are the games that you've got to win. You know, you're 2-0 up, cut it off and just say, right, that's okay. But, you know, they got on the ball more, they pressed, they probed, and at the end we just couldn't hold out. And, you know, again, all the Evertonians going away, you know, kicking themselves, because 2-0, we're in control, we never looked like losing, let's keep it tight. But then we lose a goal and we go nervy. They're not great shakes. You know, you look at the, you know, we're talking about Champions League shake-up, and on that performance, they're no great shakes. Mm. But credit to them, they kept at it, you know, and they brought on Giroud, you know, and he made the difference. You know, he was involved in the goals, and, you know, it's bitterly, bitterly disappointing, because at 2-0, really, you should shut out the game. You should shut out the game. Yeah, they've got quality, they've got players who will hurt you, but we need to stop conceding the goals that we're conceding. That's four goals in two games. Mm. You know, if you're one to challenge in that top four, these are, you know, 2-0 up, you know, you should see that. And Arsenal got all the plaudits and say, oh, they were brilliant, they came back, you know, what a fantastic team spirit. But no, I think we gave them that. I think we they're a good side, but I think we gave it to them in the plate. You know, they should have worked harder for it. And listen, two lapses, if you like, and two goals. The first one especially, a ball across the box that we failed to cut out, and Ramsey, we've seen him do it so many times, gets on the end of it. You know, that's a disappointment, and the goals we conceded yet again. But, you know, a lot of positives. You know, Pienaar went off early, Osman came on, did well, Osman, but, you know, disappointment once again.
Give me a motor range man of the match pretty quickly.
Motor range man of the match, without a shadow of a doubt, James McCarthy. Absolutely outstanding, covered every blade of grass, didn't deserve to be on the side that didn't win the game. Followed closely by Stephen Naismith, who again worked his socks off, got his goal. Everton will say they had a little bit of good fortune for the goal, maybe offside, maybe a foul in the half line, but 2-0 up against Arsenal, you need to finish them off. Post-match.
Very pleased with the performance, especially in the first half. I thought we were well in control. I thought we were very dynamic, full of energy. We were a joy to watch. I thought we kept Arsenal very, very quiet. The team didn't have to make a save. We had two goals. We had another good opportunity from Kevin Miralles. And he always gets into those moments that the third goal is vital. We had a couple of chances in the second half, but then probably we run out a bit of energy and we couldn't maintain the control of the ball as we normally do. And that's where the difference went, that the Arsenal scored a goal from them making positive runs and putting bodies in the box, and they had a little bit of fortune that you need. And then it became a case of having something to lose, and unfortunately, I thought they displayed, deserved the 3 points overall. And if you play this game 10 times, you would have won it 9 times. So it's hard to take, but in the same way, it gives us clear direction of where the work needs to be done to span the performance into 90 minutes.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors in a league of their own. Call 0800 888 6888.